Test, test, test. Talking with Gail Stratman, Regional Technical Service Manager with FMC. We're always looking to make sure that we take care of some of the disease issues and such for corn. FMC has a new product on the fungicide lineup. Tell me about it.
Yeah, we're very excited to bring Adastrio fungicide to corn growers in 2024. Adastrio is a new three mode of action fungicide with a new novel active ingredient as part of that package called fluindapyr. We combine that with our long-standing, highly systemic, long-residual triazole and flutriafol and put a strobilurin with that as well. That provides outstanding disease control and plant health benefits. So with these three modes of action and three active ingredients, we get broad spectrum control, you know, really focusing on some of those difficult diseases like tar spot, southern corn, southern rust that we see farther in the southern corn belt. You know, some of the more common diseases like gray leaf spot, northern corn leaf blight that can really suppress yields and kind of keep, you know, those yield levels at a lower plateau when we're trying to maximize our ROI on that acre year in, year out. So exciting potential, and I'm very excited to see that Adastrio hit the market here in 2024. We've been looking at it for a lot of years and a lot of trials. This year we got to test it across the entire Midwest on corn farms. And the results have been really, really outstanding, and the performance of it's consistent. Whether we're looking at, you know, the stressful environment that we saw in the Western Corn Belt, or maybe some of the more temperate environments and moist conditions we see in the Eastern Corn Belt. So it's really been a fun product to work with, and we're looking forward to getting that into growers' hands next year.
Full commercial release in 24?
Yeah, like I said, we got a registration for it here in 2023, which allowed us to get it out into growers' hands in a limited quantity this year and use this as kind of an on-farm testing situation. And so quantities are really going to be improved for 2024. It should be available for anyone that wants to use it. And so talk to your local FMC Star retailer if you're interested in trying Adastrio on your corn next year.
Yeah, we've got a focus on at Plant 101. What's the focus here?
Well, like I said, FMC for a lot of years has really developed a portfolio of products that growers can utilize at planting to take advantage of that pass they're making across the field with that planter in the spring to gain efficiency, save time, save labor. You know, that planter is more than just about putting seed in the ground. With the precision application we have now with those pieces of equipment, we can now apply things like at-plant insecticides to protect ourselves from corn rootworm and some of the other seedling insects, but also seedling disease protection that we're getting from our new product, Ethos Elite, has been a tremendous. We're using as to put on Zyway, our foliar fungicide that we can put on with the planter that protects us season long. But then we're also bringing in biologicals into this realm too. So we continue to expand that area of application with new products and new technologies to help growers, again, gain efficiency, make their operation more profitable, and save them time and money by utilizing and making the most of that planting pass across the field.
I'm curious, what kind of response do you hear from growers as far as biologicals? What's the adoption level?
Well, a lot of times they're interested, but they're skeptical at first. And so I think one of the biggest challenges that FMC has taken on in the biological area is, look, here's what a biological is, here's what it can do, here's what it can't do. And so a lot of times it's not a one-for-one swap. But what we're really utilizing it is saying, look, a synthetic chemistry will get you this far. Put a biological with that, now it takes you and one step further. It takes the enhancement a little farther. You see a little better performance. We see biostimulants where we're getting better root growth, better early season development, better early season vegetative growth, more plant health. We're fending off nematodes and protecting that crop from early season nematode damage. So it really adds another realm to that. If we can do a good job of educating people on what it can and can't do so they can utilize it on the acres where it fits and not use it where it's not going to provide them a return and really provide that grower the maximum opportunity to gain more ROI by using a biological in their system.
Great information. Gail Stratman with us from FMC.